Mike Snow mit Devil's Work. Und zwei Jungs, die sich auch ganz schön in ihrer Arbeit verloren haben, sind jetzt hier. Schwarze und Crack, die sind jetzt bei mir im Studio. Das sind eigentlich Ahmad Lawrence und auch Sebastian Kreis, die sich nach Ahmads Umzug aus New York und Sebastians Flucht aus Süddeutschland in Berlin kennengelernt haben vor ein paar Jährchen. Ja, im August kommt ihr erstes Album und nach so einer erfolgreichen EP im letzten Jahr macht das ja auch Sinn, da was hinterherzuschieben. Heute Abend stellen sie ihre Version von modernen R&B im About Blank vor. Und Ahmad ist hier bei mir im Studio. Hi and welcome.
Hallo.
First of all, I'd like to know how it all came about. You as an expert from the US and a Berliner newbie, like Sebastian, where have you met?
Well, I arrived in Berlin in May 2011 and with the sole purpose of trying to start a music project. And in America, Craigslist is a huge way of kind of connecting with people. If you wanted to sell something or if you wanted to kind of like start a music project, you could actually go on Craigslist and meet people. And so I put an ad searching for a producer. I gave some kind of genres that I was into. And after a month or so, Sebastian responded to my ad. And we started working together.
Did you test different persons?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I went through maybe two or three before Sebastian, and Sebastian was the lucky one, the lucky winner.
Why he? Did he have a certain sound?
Yeah, he had a certain sound. And like, actually, when we went into the studio the first day, we wrote... I think it's a song called Day by Day. It's on our EP. And so we wrote this song like in 2011. But we started to work with each other instantly. There was an instant connection.
Okay. Ja, via Craigslist haben sie sich kennengelernt. Ahmad hat einfach mal eine Suche aufgegeben. Ja, und Sebastian hat sich dann darauf beworben und irgendwie hat das musikmäßig auch gut geklappt. Haben auch schon eine EP veröffentlicht, damals 2011, aber jetzt geht's weiter. You started five years ago releasing music, the debut album No Hard Feelings, which comes out on August 5th.
Yeah.
Set for, is there any reason that it took so long releasing an album?
We signed a record deal with Network Music in 2014, I think, and then we released an EP 2015, and then, you know, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I don't know why it's taken so long, but we were supposed to come out in May, but we just signed with, we just started working with four artists as a booking agency, and they thought that it would be best if we push the album release to August so that we can start touring in September.
Ah, okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
So how do you work together, actually?
Okay.
I read in an article in Tagesspiegel a few days ago that Schwarz und Crack is more a project than a grown band, so to say. Sebastian likes to stay in the studio, and you have to do the work on the stage, isn't it?
Right? I mean, the way we've actually worked for this project, I work on other projects, but for this project, Sebastian creates kind of a rough track. It's usually generally not over a minute and a half long. And then I just write a verse and chorus to it. Sometimes he builds around a section. If I do a bridge, he'll build the track around that. So we have our own designated roles in the band. And it's the project. I guess it's not really a band, but we have our own roles. So he does the music. And I do the writing. I write the lyrics and I do the vocal melodies and I sing.
Okay.
So and he produces the entire project.
But it's true that Sebastian likes to stay in the studio, doesn't he?
We were touring at one point together, but he's deciding that in the studio is where he wants to be, which is his prerogative, his choice. And now I am performing on stage with a drummer, Jörg Vonner, I think Jörg's last name is. And Jörg actually plays with Apparat. Volker is the keyboardist I'm working with. So we've been rehearsing for this show tonight at About Blank. So, and then we have a show also at Melt Festival on the 16th.
So,
but it's growing pains, you know, it's like trying to take an electronic project and turn it into a live project. It's something that I need to get used to. But it's more rewarding because it's live.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the only person live on stage, so now it's a drummer and a keyboardist, whereas in the past, it wasn't that kind of setup, so this is preferable.
Okay, ja, wissen wir also, Sebastian bleibt halt lieber im Studio, ne, und deshalb muss natürlich Ahmad auch trotzdem auf Tour oder will auch auf Tour gehen mit einem Drummer und einem Keyboarder, und das Ganze wird auch heute Abend auf jeden Fall präsentieren im About Blank und in übernächstes Wochenende, da ist nämlich Melt Festival, da wird er auch auf einer ganz, ganz großen Bühne stehen, so. Yeah, I heard that Ethnic did a big, big remix for your current, one of the big things called All My Love.
Yeah, for All My Love, yeah.
So why have you decided to take Ethnic?
Well, Ethnic, I think, was Constantine. I forget Constantine's last name. I forget how we connected with Ethnic, but I think it was through our management. Mm-hmm. It might have been through Sebastian, but I think it was through management. And they were able to get in touch with him. I know Ethnic did did something with Mickey Blanco. And so he's really cool. But I didn't know about him, so I think it was through management or Sebastian, I'm not sure. But it's a really cool remix.
But can you imagine bringing out other versions of, like, remixes?
Yeah. We have a bunch of remixes coming out. So we did something with this guy Visionist in London. We did something for Getaway with this guy Starro, who's based in Los Angeles, and we actually shot a music video that's going to come out soon for that. We just shot it in Friedrichshain, actually. And so we have remixes in the pipeline.
So you're also comfortable in a dance context?
And it's not just dance either. It's like R&B remix. There's different kinds of remixes. Ah, okay. It's not just dance. Yeah, but Ethnic is definitely the one that's dance.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing that. So, aber wir hören jetzt erstmal das Original. Ja, für Remixe gibt's dann wieder im Club Sandwich Zeit. Hier Schwarz on Crack mit All My Love. Don't Crack. Ja, und Ahmad Lawrence ist jetzt bei mir im Studio von der Band Schwarz on Crack und er spielt heute Abend mit seiner Band Schwarz on Crack im About Blank. Ja, und später auch noch auf dem Melt-Festival ist er dabei, hat er ja gerade schon mal gesagt. Aber hey, Ahmad, eine Sache, die wollen wir natürlich noch wissen. Er kennt sich nämlich ziemlich gut aus, so mit Streetfood hier in Berlin, habe ich nämlich gelesen, auf einem Blog, heißt Nobiety, heißt er. You became a real expert on Berlin Streetfood, don't you?
It was a crash course. That was pretty cool, heißt Nobiety. I know a few people that work there, and I was asked to host a segment on street food in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And we just spent the day together traveling from like Prenzlauer Berg to Kreuzberg, Meringdam, and then to Gorlitzer Park, and just trying different street food.
And you introduced big names like Konopka.
Yeah, totally.
Which is famous for currywurst East.
Yeah.
Also Curry 36.
Totally. So we traveled all over.
So do you favorite any one of them?
I prefer the Kafka. I think it's Kafka. It's near Gorlitzer. I forget the name of the place. But it's a really old school place, and they do the kebab. Uh-huh. It was a kebab, kebab place. It was really cool. That was my favorite place for sure.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, what would you recommend if we spend another day in New York City? Is there something that you
in
would
New York?
Recommend?
Yeah. New York, you have like Cafe Habana. I think it's really cool. It's like Cuban food. So that's a really good spot. That's actually one of my favorite places. They have it in Nolita, and also in Brooklyn in Fort Greene. Uh-huh. So that's a really cool place to go to.
I think
that's
something that we can adopt here.
Yeah, totally, for sure.
You also worked in the fashion biz in New York back in the days. Mm-hmm. Did you already experience the Berlin Fashion Week, which took part last week?
Yeah, I mean, I worked in fashion photo production, so I was producing photo shoots in New York. And Berlin Fashion Week is interesting. I lived in Paris for a few years, mm-hmm. and so I was able to go to shows in Paris and...
So where's the difference? Can you compare?
Oh, it's a huge difference.
It's
really not a comparison. It's apples and oranges.
but
it's kind of cool that Berlin is kind of, this fashion week is happening in Berlin. I think it's sometimes a cool thing. This is some of the people are a bit, I mean, anywhere you go to fashion week, you always see these kind of like ridiculous people who are like too fashion. And it's just interesting to kind of see those people in Berlin because it's really different from Paris or New York or Milan or whatever. But, if people want to express themselves, fashion wise, I think it's cool to do it, no matter where you are.
Do you still look up some magazines or are you focusing on your music?
Yeah, I mean, my music, I haven't really looked through a magazine in a while. I'm here to do music and I'm still aware of fashion, but it's not my, that my priority.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Ja, jetzt ist natürlich seine Priorität, denke ich, nochmal gleich zum Soundcheck zu gehen. Yeah, I think your priority is now going back to the soundcheck.
Totally. That's my priority. I mean, I went to some shows. I went to Hien Lee and to Julian Ziegeli. They're friends and the really cool shows.
Ja, und wenn ihr eine coole Show nicht verpassen wollt, nämlich heute Abend im About Blank, ab 20 Uhr geht's beim Sommerloft da los, da sind Schwarz und Crack heute dabei, dann greift zum Hörer und wählt 030, also Berlin 2000, 9000, 030, 2000, 9000, ja, wenn ihr heute Abend Schwarz und Crack im About Blank sehen wollt. So, now, let's face another track, which is called Getaway. Is this the second single, the new single? That's our new single.
Second single, I guess. It's actually on the album. Well, both All My Love and Getaway are on the album, but this is our current single.
Ja, dann hören wir uns die doch an. We'll listen to this right now. Thank you, Ahmad, for being here.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.